Hi there, thanks for watching. Well, the Australian share market's gotten off to a pretty decent start to trade on Wednesday, and that's what we were expecting. The futures market was suggesting a modest start. The US markets ended on a good note. The futures, as far as the S&P 500 futures, built on those improvements in after hours trade as we speak. The contract's up by around 0.2%, or about 8 points. So the backdrop is quite constructive, and that's reflected in the performance of the various sectors. There's only one group that is posting meaningful declines, and that's property stocks. So for example, we've got Goodman Group and Vicinity Centres down by about 1%. Amongst the better improvers, we're seeing energy stocks do quite well. So the groundswell for energy is looking quite positive when you consider the start of the year and where they've come from. Energy stocks were the worst performing stocks in across a number of jurisdictions last year, including the ASX. So when you consider where money might move in a pretty buoyant market when it comes to the reopening trade, energy stocks are certainly at the forefront of consideration. So today we've got Santos, Oil Search and Woodside up in the order of around 1.5% to 2%. Technology stocks are also doing quite well. So that's sympathetic to what we saw on Wall Street again, with the NASDAQ leading the improvements. That index was up by about 1.5% last night. Afterpay shares are doing very nicely, have hit record highs in the morning. They're up by around 5%. Just as a sidebar there, there's been a substantial holding announcement this morning with BlackRock having taken on just under 15 million shares, equating to around 5% of the voting power of that organisation. Elsewhere in that same space, we've got Splitit up 2.5%, Zips up 2%, Sezzle up by around 3%. So that's worth noting. Healthcare stocks are doing pretty well. Ramsay Healthcare and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare up by around 2%. It's been a pretty busy morning as far as corporate news is concerned. Downer EDI have announced that they've got taken on a $330 million contract over 5 years with Telstra. So that stock's up by about 2.25%. Tyro Payments, that stock has been very much in the crosshairs of news flow over the course of recent weeks. To that end, they've announced that by the end of this week, they expect all of their customers to be hooked up to the FPOS payment system, and that things will be on a smoother footing there. But unfortunately, in the last day, we have also seen Macquarie downgrade their profit target for that stock. So amidst the recent volatility, those shares are down by about 8% today. Ansell shares are up by 3%. They've upgraded their earnings expectations for the full year compared to their expectations from October of last year. So the stock doing quite nicely. They did cite some uncertainty around the manufacturing side of things, but that seems to have not impacted things terribly much. Elsewhere, one of the features in terms of corporate updates today has been BHP. They announced their quarterly production numbers. By and large, they've probably gotten away with things quite well, given the fact they've also announced an impairment to the tune of $1.25 billion. As much as that, that's associated with their New South Wales thermal coal operations. But there was a slight nudging higher in terms of their production forecast for iron ore, not by much. I suppose the symbolism of that means more than anything else, and that's all turning around the fact that their Samarco operations came back online in December. But their iron ore production was probably a little bit shy of expectations in the last quarter, up by only 3% compared to the same time last year. There were some higher numbers expected compared to that, by a decent margin in some cases. So for the stock to be up by about 1% under those circumstances is not doing too badly at all. Rio shares are up by around 0.4%, and Fortescue Metals down by about 0.33%. One of the features of the last day has been Janet Yellen, the incoming Secretary of the US Treasury, formerly the head of the US Federal Reserve. She spoke quite emphatically about the need for the US government to support the economy in a more emphatic way over the medium term. And that seems to have just put the US dollar on a slightly weaker footing, which has got the Aussie dollar back above 77 US cents.